Patriots Today, I'm Bob Soucy reporting from Indianapolis. Despite reports that the Patriots do not intend to trade Jimmy Garoppolo, their backup quarterback was very much the subject of discussion here on day one of the 2017 NFL Combine. And one thing is for certain, he made quite an impression on the two opponents in his starts as New England's QB, including former Dolphins defensive coordinator and current Denver Broncos head coach, Vance Joseph.
Well, I thought Jimmy was, you know, was really special. You know, I was really surprised on how poised he was. You know, I mean, our front was pretty good last year. I mean, he made some awesome throws also in that football game. So I was really shocked.
I was very impressed with his poise and how Josh did a great job with their game plan of him not holding it very long for us to get to him. So I was very impressed with him.
One team clearly in the market for a quarterback is the Cleveland Browns, who own two of the top 12 picks in this year's draft. Although the team's general manager, Sashi Brown, refused to speak about Garoppolo specifically, he did acknowledge that after making two trades with New England a year ago, he and the Pats football brain trust of Bill Belichick and Nick Caserio are on good terms.
I think they're easy to work with, and I would describe it as good. Leave it at that.
Joined now by Patriots Football Weekly's Paul Prillo. And Paul, as we just heard Sashi Brown, general manager of the Cleveland Browns, asked about Jimmy Garoppolo. He stayed away from that subject. However, he did note that he has a good relationship with the Patriots based on prior experience, including what he termed a very positive trade a year ago in acquiring Jamie Collins.
Yeah, he had a lot to say, especially positively, as you said, about Jamie Collins. Wouldn't really get into Garoppolo, but others did. And I thought it was really interesting just how much Jimmy Garoppolo dominated the topic of conversation here on day one of the combine. A little bit different this year, just NFL coaches and GMs talking on day one. We'll get the players a little bit later in the week, but it was all Garoppolo all the time.
So a lot of quarterback talk today, number of questions about the Patriots' backup, Jimmy Garoppolo, whether he stays or goes. What do we look forward to on day two tomorrow here at the NFL Combine?
You know, and we're going to get a chance to see, and hear from a lot more NFL types, but also going to get a chance to see some of the players come in, some offensive linemen. I know it's not considered a very deep class of offensive linemen, especially by comparison to the last few years, but looking forward always, Bob, to hearing from the college kids. I know we tend to get in our own little world with the NFL, and it's a 24/7, 365 venture nowadays, but there's always a new crop that comes in. And, you know, you listen to Bruce Arians talk about the not rebuilding process, but the building process. Same kind of stuff we hear from Bill Belichick. It's new every year. There's always turnover. These are the guys that create that turnover, the guys coming in that we're going to get a chance to talk to tomorrow.
All right, for Paul Prillo, I'm Bob Soucy from the NFL Combine here in Indianapolis.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.